Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. Greet you in that name, that it's above every other name. That is the name by which we are saved. That is the name that gives us hope when there is no hope. And in Him, we do live, we do move, we do have our being. There we go. And we persist in all that's going on right now in a world that continues to twist and turn and go through all kinds of machinations, if you would. But in the end, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. Now, we've seen a lot of things happen. And as we continue to move forward, you have to realize and recognize the role that you play in what's happening and what's taking place. There's a lot of things that are out there that try to get you to stay on the sidelines, you to not be engaged, you to not be involved. And that is a trick of the enemy, and you have to recognize it as a trick of the enemy. We didn't come here into this dimension, into this place, into this paradigm, just to sit on the sidelines. Okay? We didn't come here for that. You didn't come here just to exist, just to kind of scrape through, just to sort of make it. That's not the reason that you're here. You're here because your Creator, the source of all life, our Heavenly Father, His plan and purpose for you was to be here. And in us being here, we execute His intention upon the earth. And as you engage in the realm of the Spirit, as you engage and you come into a fullness of who you are, we affect the reality. And that's why they try to keep you incapacitated, so that you can't affect anything. They try to keep you in a state of perpetual, just you're stuck, right? And as they do that, when they do that, now in that perpetual state of being incapacitated, you can't engage. You can't do much. So this is part of the agenda. So keeping you in a lower frequency, keeping you in a lower vibration, keeping your mind perplexed with all the things going on around you, whether it's pressures of finances or COVID or stresses about, you know, the news cycle is pretty much this: COVID, race relations, economy. That's kind of it. You know, there's not a lot more going on besides that in the programming and the conversation. Here's something though, I want you to be aware of. Too often what happens is the world is making the commentary. They're the ones that are writing the script, and then everybody just keeps having to respond to that. Whether it's the alternative media that's, okay, what did you think about the last thing? What did you think about the COVID? Okay, what's your take on it? What did you think about what happened with George Floyd? What's your take on it? What's this? And then it's everybody taking sides and continually being polarized and split into different subgroups, continually divided and conquered, never able to, and just whatever it is that, if they come up tomorrow and they say, okay, today we're going to, the most important issue of the day is going to be water pollution. Then everybody's talking about water pollution. If they turn up around tomorrow and then they say, okay, now the most important thing now is going to be what's happening in pollution in the oceans, or toxins in the plastic. Just come up with anything. This company is bad. This company is good. This is good for you. This is bad for you. And we just keep responding reactively to the narrative that they set. They keep setting the tune, and we keep playing along and we keep dancing along with their song. That's not the way that it is. That's not the way that it is for the child of God. When Jesus arrived on the scene, he set the stage. He set the tune. Not them. So here you've got the temple, and here comes Jesus, and he comes into the temple, and instead of participating with them in the way that they all think he would, he just makes a whip and starts knocking everything out. You know, my father's house is going to be called a house of prayer, but you made it a den of thieves. House of prayer for all nations, but you made it a den of thieves. Just like that. Boom. Out. And then what happens? Now they are responding to the narrative that he builds, that he sets. And they've got to figure out what to do. They're responding. We should not be continually responding to their setups, which so often are problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Setup, setup, setup. Time and time and time again. Controlled solution. They set up, they create the problem, then they steer the reaction, and then they give you a solution, quote unquote, that's in line with their predetermined agenda in the first place. So it's really a control mechanism. And they keep setting the narrative. They keep doing that. We should be the ones that are saying, here's the subject for the day. Here's the topic for the day. Here's the what's important, what we should be focusing on. You know, all right, here, I'll give you one. Several times now, when this is just coming into my mind, I keep seeing Bill Gates tripping, falling all over himself. Keep seeing him just falling, tripping. The fall of Gates, again and again, just tripping all over himself. Yeah, I see him trying to put out all these fires. I see him being cut off. Being cut off. You know, you've got to understand that, yeah, there's people that are visible and they have a lot of resources and a lot of worldly power, but there are also those that are behind them that are far more, that have far more going than they do. And they cut these guys off when they want to. You know, look at Epstein. Look at Weinstein. Steens. Epstein and Weinstein. Look at what happened to those two. You know, Jeffrey Epstein, a billionaire. All of the connections, all of the power, all of the resources. When he was cut off, he was cut off. Listen, the worlders, there is no friends. There is no loyalty there. And if somebody doesn't execute the way that they want and the way that they need them to, they cut them off. They bury them. But I keep seeing that. I keep seeing just Gates just tripping and falling and stumbling all over himself. Again and again. Just like that. You know, we should not be going along with what they're trying to create their scenario through us. By us, through the power that God's put in us, follow this, the power that God's put in us to co-create reality, because creative powers in you, they're trying to synthesize their scenario through you. By your free will engagement, by your focus, by your spirit, they're trying to create their thing. They're trying desperately to fulfill the book of Revelation. Really hard, they're trying for that. You know something that kind of just really struck me about that too? How blatant they're trying to be with all the 666s. The vaccine, or the chip, the cryptocurrency in the human body, the patent filed by Microsoft Technologies in June 2019. 060606, right? Okay, you've got that. You've got the bill being introduced in Congress, H.R. 6666. Go look these up, which is the coronavirus tracking bill. You know, they just... So much so, it's becoming laughable. So much so, it's becoming... It's like telegraphing your punches. If you're a boxer, it's come to that level where it's like, wait, you're trying so hard to manufacture this. And in that process, the other thing that you kind of realize is that this whole thing is you know, they're trying to create through you, through your consciousness, through your engagement, through your free will, through your focus. Listen, if you engage and you create along with what the way that you're being quickened by the Spirit of the Living God, things will change. You've seen it through and with 20 on 20. You've seen it. So I don't have to explain this too much. You've seen what's happened as we've all got together and engaged. As we've petitioned and come before our Creator and brought things before Him in line with His kingdom, with His intention, with the and it's affected things. Listen, we are living in a continuum. And in this continuum, it's going on right now. I am. You are. I am. Right now. So what are you going to do with this moment that you have? Are you going to wring your hands and sit on the sidelines and hope that something's going to come in and just kind of magically take care of everything? Or are you going to engage your spirit and engage your being along with what our Heavenly Father is quickening us to do? Now, do I want to see masses of people chipped with some experimental vaccine, as well as some nanotechnology and some quantum dot that, and to get into this body system and something that's going to affect their DNA? No! For a virus that has a 99.74% survival rate, even with all the fudging of the death numbers, it's still at that level. All of the hype. Listen, if people were walking out of their front doors and their faces were melting off, okay? If 30, 40, 50% of the people were dropping dead from this thing, you think they'd have to have any questions about people keeping their distance from other people? You think there'd be any questions about... No! No! They've got it. They're using everything they can to put the people in fear. Now, you'll have to go back and check this audio, but there was one. It's called Which Coronavirus? And spoke back then, several months back, about one possibility of how and why this, what might happen that would also make this have much less potency than what was initially brought out. And that seems to be coming forward. And that, at that time, I just said, you know, this is just speculation. This is just a guess. This is just me talking. But yeah, you know? Because listen, a lot of the things that are going on, that are actually happening, they're not going to come on the news. They're not going to probably come on the alternative media in a lot of ways, because, you know, most of the things that go on even there, the really good stuff, it's very hard to come by, or it's shut down, or it's shadow banned. But it is out there. But, yeah, if you listen to this, really like to know how you found this. But, you know, with what's going on and what's taking place, we can affect what's going on. You and I set the narrative, not them. And here's some things that I would like to see coming into the narrative. The ending of human trafficking, the ending of the slave system, the ending of the slave states, the ending of the slavers, the exposing of all these entities that engage in the destruction of humanity, whatever way, form that they take, however they're engaged here, all of that to be exposed, brought out, revealed, stopped. For humanity to be humanity, for human to be human, to be what they were destined to be, and to ascend into who they are right now. Listen, you need to remember who you are. We've talked about this before. Remember who you are. If you don't know who you are, if that's kept away from you, then you operate beneath your means. You operate beneath your birthright. You operate beneath your calling. When you remember who you are, when you know who you are, you know how you can engage. I think I've told this story before, but I'm just going to say it again really quick. I read this one time about circus elephants. And when they start training these guys, they train them as a baby elephant. And the first time that they start trying to get them to stay in a particular place, they'll chain up their ankle and they'll put a peg into the ground. And they'll hammer it into the ground, and these elephants will try to pull and pull and pull on this peg, and they can't go anywhere. They can't make a move. They can't do anything. And so after a while, these little elephants, they learn that they can't do anything once that peg's in the ground. So they stop trying to do anything. But as they get bigger, they keep using this peg. But they've learned not to do anything. They've learned not to make a move because they couldn't do anything. Then, as they get older, when they're full size, they can move, they can carry trees, tree trunks, just no problem. But when they put that peg in the ground, they don't try to go anywhere. So, that construct, that bondage, that thing that keeps them in a place, is not actually able to, but they think it is. They don't know their own capabilities, or they've been trained a particular way. Listen, let's bring that back to us now. How many things have we been trained to that are lies? How many things have you been told that are limitations that don't actually exist? So, it's a great time to engage, because you know why? We're in quite a fight right now globally. This is for kind of, you know, the future of humanity is happening right now. You know, the worlders, they're pulling out all the stops, trying to get in control, trying to chip everybody, trying to just shove something down everybody's throat. Just rush it through. Just get it in the people. Hijack their consciousness. Hijack their physical bodies. Take control over the human being, over the human genome. Shameless Luciferians. No. The answer is no. I don't want it. In fact, if you're trying to do something like that, you should be in jail. because you're a danger to society. That's the people that are supposed to go to jail are the ones that are supposed to be the psychopaths, and the dangers to humanity should be going in there. Because they're trying to steal and kill and destroy, and they have no right. They have no right to that. So, how about we make a shift? You shift the narrative. You create the conversation. You speak the good news. All right, we love you guys. God bless you. Blessings in the name of our Creator. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. I always love to hear from you. All right, talk to you again sometime soon. Keep on keeping on. Bye.